Hello, children. I'm Sylvia from ACS1 Kalpakkam. I welcome you all to a very interesting chemistry chapter, Carbon and its Compounds. Well, before we go into the details of this chapter, let us first understand some of the basic concepts about carbon. Yes, children. Carbon is a non-metallic element, and under the conditions of normal temperature and pressure, carbon exists in solid state. Its chemical symbol is C. Well, let us now see how carbon occurs in nature. It has been found that carbon occurs in two different forms. One is the combined form, and the other is the elemental form. Students, let us see in detail the occurrence of carbon. Well, as I said earlier, carbon occurs in combined state in the atmosphere and also inside the Earth's crust. It is also found in the body of all living organisms. Carbon is present in fuels like wood, coal, charcoal, coke, petroleum, natural gas, biogas, marsh gas, etc. Carbon is present in compounds like carbonates, hydrogen carbonates, etc. In elemental form, carbon is found in the free state as diamond, graphite, fullerenes, etc. Here you can see some examples of carbon in the combined form in the body of living creatures like animals and plants. Also in the Earth's crust as carbonates, coal and petroleum. Our atmosphere also has 0.03% of carbon dioxide. Well, in the elemental form, carbon commonly exists as allotropes. Some of the significant examples of allotropes of carbon are graphite, diamond, and Buckminster fullerene. Well, children, let us now understand how carbon forms compounds with other elements. To understand the bonding in carbon, let us take the example of melting points and boiling points of some carbon compounds. Here, in this table, we have examples of four carbon compounds. Let us see the first carbon compound, acetic acid. It has a melting point of 290 Kelvin and boiling point of 391 Kelvin. Chloroform has a melting point of 209 Kelvin and boiling point of 334 Kelvin. Ethanol has a melting point of 156 Kelvin and boiling point of 351 Kelvin. Methane has a melting point of 90 Kelvin and boiling point of 111 Kelvin. So, from the above data given in the table, we find that these carbon compounds have low melting and low boiling points as compared to ionic compounds. So we can conclude that the forces of attraction between the molecules are not very strong. At the same time, these compounds are largely non-conductors of electricity. Hence, we can conclude that the bonding in these compounds does not give rise to any ions. So, how does carbon attain stability? In order to understand how carbon attains stability, let us recollect some of the basic concepts of carbon. We all know that the atomic number of carbon is 6. Its electronic configuration is 2, 4. Its valence electrons is 4. So, to attain stability, a carbon atom could gain 4 electrons forming C4 anion. But it would be difficult for the nucleus with 6 protons to hold on to 10 electrons, that is 4 extra electrons. Otherwise, it could also lose 4 electrons, forming C4 cation. But it would require a large amount of energy to remove 4 electrons, leaving behind a carbon cation with 6 protons in its nucleus, holding on to just 2 electrons. So, from these justifications, we understand that carbon attains stability by sharing of electrons. Carbon shares 4 electrons with other atoms to attain stability, resulting in the formation of covalent bonds. And carbon compounds are generally covalent compounds. Since carbon atom needs 4 electrons to attain stability, its valency is 4. And it is a tetravalent element. Well, students, here you can see the representation of a carbon atom with its 4 bonds, indicating the 4 covalent bonds of carbon atom. Let us now understand the formation of covalent bond. Covalent bond is formed by the sharing of electrons between atoms. There are 3 types of covalent bonds. One, single covalent bond. The other is double covalent bond. And the third is the triple covalent bond. Now, let us try to understand the formation of single covalent bond with the help of an example of hydrogen molecule H2. The atomic number of hydrogen is 1. Its electronic configuration is 1 and it has 1 valence electron. So, it needs 1 electron more to attain stability. So, 2 hydrogen atoms share 1 pair of electrons, resulting in the formation of a single covalent bond in hydrogen molecule H2. Here you can see the representation of the formation of hydrogen molecule. Each hydrogen atom is represented by a circle. The valence electron is denoted by a cross. 2 hydrogen atoms share a pair of electrons denoted by the overlapping of the 2 circles. This results in the formation of a molecule of hydrogen. Let us now see the formation of double covalent bond in oxygen molecule O2. The atomic number of oxygen is 8. Its electronic configuration is 2-6. It has 6 valence electrons. It needs 2 electrons more to attain stability. So, 2 oxygen atoms share 2 pairs of electrons, resulting in the formation of a double covalent bond in oxygen molecule O2. This is the diagrammatic representation of the formation of oxygen molecule. Each circle indicates an oxygen atom. The 6 crosses indicate the 6 valence electrons. The 2 circles overlap each other with a pair of shared electrons. The 2 pairs of electrons shared results in the formation of an oxygen molecule O2. Now, students, let us understand the formation of triple covalent bond with the example of nitrogen molecule N2. The atomic number of nitrogen is 7. Its electronic configuration is 2-5. It has 5 valence electrons. It needs 3 electrons more to attain stability. So, 2 nitrogen atoms share 3 pairs of electrons, resulting in the formation of a triple covalent bond in nitrogen molecule N2. This is the diagrammatic representation of nitrogen molecule. Each nitrogen atom is represented by a circle. The 5 valence electrons are represented with the help of 5 crosses. The 2 circles overlap with 3 pairs of electrons being shared among them. This results in the formation of nitrogen molecule. So, my dear children, let us now summarize the concepts that we studied in this module. First, we saw the occurrence of carbon in combined form and elemental form. Then we tried to understand the bond formation in carbon. We found that carbon forms covalent bond with other atoms. Then we studied about the three types of covalent bonds. That is, the single covalent bond, the double covalent bond, and the triple covalent bond with the help of examples. Well, students, I hope you all understood the various concepts that we discussed in this module. I also hope that you enjoyed this learning process. Thank you, children, for your kind attention.